The dry bean scene, sponsored by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. NDSU Extension crops economist Frayne Olson spoke at the Lake Region Extension Roundup and said the dry bean industry is awaiting next Friday's USDA reports.
In particular for some of the edible beans, because we're going to have the breakdown of production by class. So we'll get the navy beans versus the pinos versus the black beans and get a much better idea of kind of what that supply chain looks like. And that'll help us determine then how aggressively do we need to price this to be able to get rid of it, to be able to move through the inventory we have.
So as we said here early January, do we have contracts for 24 out on the beans?
None that I have heard of yet. I think this year they're going to be a little bit slow to come out because there's a lot of uncertainty, especially on the edible bean side. We do need to have an increase in acreage. The challenge is going to be they don't want too much of an increase. You know, they prefer not to have these big wild swings in acreage and production from year to year. It just causes problems for everybody.
The dry bean scene, sponsored by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.